This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, as promised yesterday, we're going to read the entire passage of Scripture from Ephesians 5, 1 through 8, a passage I consider to be one of the most offensive passages, if not the most offensive passage in 2018, to be read in our culture. You may be offended by the reading of this passage today. How dare you read such a out-of-touch passage of Scripture, and yet it's the Word of God. It speaks. I want you to listen, if you're willing and you're brave enough to listen, to Ephesians 5, 1 through 8, and then we'll continue in the message. God bless you as you listen. The Apostle Paul says this, "Be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly loved children, and live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. But among you, there must not even be a hint of sexual immorality, or of any kind of impurity or of greed, because these are improper for God's holy people. Nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving. For of this you can be sure, no immoral, impure, or greedy person, such a man as an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God." Folks, that's one of the most frightening verses in all of the Bible. Right there. I'm going to read it again. "For of this you can be sure, no immoral, impure, or greedy person, such a man as an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of such things, God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient. Therefore, don't be partners with them." Now listen to this, because I want you to listen to what it doesn't say. "For you were once darkness." He doesn't say you were in darkness. He said you were darkness. What a difference. You once were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light. Live as children of light. What I want to do, this is a passage of Scripture. I'm not going to give you 3 points in a poem. I'm not going to put up a list of thoughts and statements because this passage speaks for itself. I'm simply going to go through it verse by verse very quickly. Verse 1 says, "Be imitators of God." I found out the word imitator is the Greek word we get the word mime from, or mimic. Who do you mimic in life? Who do you take your cues from? And hopefully, as a believer in Jesus Christ, you take your cues from the Lord. You can take your cues from Hollywood. You can take your cues from the literature of the day, from the culture, and say, that's what I follow. Whatever people tell me how I should feel, how I should dress, how I should believe, how I should consider what's important in my life. And you know what? A lot of people do that. "Tell me what I should believe," we say to the culture. "Tell me how I should think politically. Tell me how I should think socially, how I should think in every way." And people take their cues from other sources other than the Word of God. And Paul says, "Be an imitator of God as dearly loved children." If I were to ask you this question, what would you fill in the blank? "I live a life of," and then fill in the blank. I live a life of what? Some people put, "I live a life of hard work." Some people might say, "I live a life of education. I live a life of striving for my goals. I live a life of working hard," whatever the case may be. Other people might say, "I live a life of resentment. I live a life of bitterness. I'm bitter for what I didn't get in school, and I didn't get in high school, and I didn't get in college, and I didn't get in my young adult life, and I'm bitter, and I live a life of bitterness. I live a life of resentment. I live a life of anger," and the list could go on. And Paul says just simply, live a life of love, that the most natural description of your life could be love.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.